This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. House of Representatives will start drafting articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
A somber Speaker Nancy Pelosi made the historic announcement this morning.
The president leaves us no choice.
Saying he's abused his power, undermining national security and jeopardizing the integrity of America's elections through his actions toward Ukraine. It comes a day after three legal experts told the House Judiciary Committee the president's moves merit impeachment. But Doug Collins and the panel's Republicans again label the impeachment push a sham.
This president, as facts were given, did nothing wrong, nothing to be impeached.
The president himself tweets, if Democrats are going to impeach him, do it now, fast, so he can get a fair trial in the Senate. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Following Pelosi's announcement, President Trump sent a tweet saying the decision to pursue articles of impeachment means future presidents will routinely face impeachment threats from lawmakers. Paris is virtually shut down amid nationwide strikes over President Emmanuel Macron's plans to overhaul the country's retirement system. Small groups of protesters are hurling flares, smashing store windows, and setting fires in eastern Paris. This tourist from Canada is disappointed the Eiffel Tower is closed.
No, we had one morning left and we wanted to come up the Eiffel Tower, but it was closed, so we came to see the gardens anyway, just to get underneath it.
Most of the Paris metro system is shut down. Hotels in Paris report numerous cancellations. U.S. officials say a Navy warship has seized a significant cache of suspected Iranian guided missile parts headed to rebels in Yemen. Washington has long accused Iran of smuggling arms to Houthi rebels who have been fighting the government in Yemen for 4 years. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. China says the U.S. must cut tariffs to reach a trade deal. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
China's Commerce Ministry says Washington must roll back punitive tariffs on Chinese imports if the two sides reach a trade deal, indicating Beijing is sticking to its position ahead of another possible December 15 duty increase. The two sides are negotiating details of a Phase 1 trade agreement announced by President Donald Trump in October. Beijing said last month the U.S. side agreed to roll back some tariffs, but Trump has dismissed that. The Beijing ministry has said negotiators are in close communication. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China's Huawei has mounted a legal challenge against the U.S. Federal Communications Commission after the body designated the technology giant as a security threat. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
Huawei has fired back at the FCC for cutting off its sales in the U.S. On Thursday, the tech giant said it's suing the U.S. telecoms regulator. Last month, the FCC branded Huawei and another Chinese tech company, ZTE, as national security threats. It also voted to block them both from a subsidy program that rural U.S. carriers depend on to buy Huawei's gear. The company's chief legal officer said the FCC had not provided enough evidence to say Huawei is a threat. Last month, FCC Chairman Ajit Pai said the rule was not a political issue. The commission argued Huawei's risk lies in the company's ties to Beijing and Chinese laws requiring companies like it to assist in intelligence activities.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. It was a day of violence Wednesday at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. A gunman shot three people, killing two of them.
The shooter, who has tentatively been identified as an active duty sailor assigned to USS Columbia, is also deceased by an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Rear Admiral Robert Chadwick says the victims are civilian Defense Department workers. The measles epidemic in Samoa has prompted the prime minister to declare a two-day holiday in a bid to keep people indoors. Reuters' Jason Albano has more.
Samoa is grappling with a deadly outbreak of measles. The highly contagious disease has killed more than 60 since October, many of them babies or children under the age of 4. Now the government has imposed a shutdown and asked people to put up red flags to signal for help. Medical teams are going door to door in a desperate attempt to provide vaccines to families. The prime minister ordered a holiday to keep people indoors and contain the outbreak. More than 4,000 have been infected in a population of just 200,000.
That is Reuters' Jason Albano. One of the brightest signs of the holiday season has come to light. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree in New York City was officially turned on Wednesday night. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.